I'd like to welcome you back to Old Daf's Daf and Practice series. Many poskim suggest that if someone loses their sense of taste, they have COVID, and they lose their sense of taste, when it comes the night of the Seder and they eat Marah, they shouldn't make the bracha al achilas Marah. Now, it's a very strange experience to lose your sense of taste, I can tell you. It's weird. It feels weird. And the poskim talk about all berachas hanan and all the brachas that you make on food. Perhaps you shouldn't make it if you don't taste it, you don't enjoy the food. But the poskim say that's not true. You're satiated from the food. But when it comes to the maror, the night of the Seder, the berachas hamitzvah, the bracha that we make on the performance of the mitzvah of eating maror, the night of the Seder, many poskim suggest that you shouldn't make that bracha. Why is that? It's based on a Gemara in today's daf. Psachim daf kuf tesvav. In the middle of the base, the Gemara quotes from Rava. Amarava bala matzah yatza. If you swallowed matzah, you didn't chew the matzah, you didn't taste the matzah, you merely swallowed the matzah, you're a yotze the mitzvah. Why is that? Because the nature of the mitzvah of achilas matzah, of eating the matzah, is namely eating the matzah. And swallowing the matzah is also a fulfillment of the obligation to eat the matzah. You ate it, you swallowed it. Now, it may have to taste like matzah. If you cook the matzah mevushalas, and lost the ta'am matzah, it could be you're not yotze. Because that's a din, that's a halacha, in the cheftza of the matzah, in the piece of matzah. The matzah has to be a certain type of matzah that has a taste. Once I have such a matzah, and I ate it, I swallowed it, I was yotze by mitzvah. However, continues our Gemara, bala marar lo yatza. If you merely swallowed the maror, you didn't taste the maror, you didn't chew the maror, lo yatza, you're not yotze. And the Rashbam explains, and that's how the Nosei Kelim on the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah explain, that the nature of the mitzvah of eating maror isn't simply to eat the maror, but to taste the bitterness of the maror. Maror, it's bitter, right? Maru es chayehem, like we're going to learn. There's supposed to be a bitterness to the taste of the maror. And that's what the mitzvah is. The mitzvah is to taste that bitterness. And therefore, bala maror lo yatza, if you merely swallowed it, you didn't chew it, you didn't taste it, you're not yotze. Many poskim say, if you lost your sense of taste, you don't taste the bitterness, you can't make the bracha on that mitzvah. It's best that someone else who does taste the maror makes the bracha and is motzi you. You have in mind to be yotze with that person's bracha. And if there's no one else to be motzi you, you wouldn't be able to make that bracha. You can't fulfill the mitzvah properly because you don't taste the maror. Now, truthfully, it's not so simple. It's not so simple because many of us have the experience that we eat maror that honestly doesn't really taste that bitter, especially if you use lettuce as maror. Some poskim suggest that no, it still has some dimension of taste to it that's bitter, and it's an issue. It's discussed by the poskim about this idea of having maror that doesn't taste bitter, but it seems that all agree that you have to taste the maror. However it tastes, it may taste sweet, but you have to taste its taste because that's the nature of the mitzvah. The mitzvah was to taste the maror that you eat. And it's just like bala maror layatza, if you swallowed it, so too if you lost your sense of taste, it would seem most poskim, there are poskim that disagree with this, but it seems most poskim say you wouldn't be able to make the bracha.